We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled The Flying Adventures of Lizzie the Lizard. If you enjoy this reptile tale, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to Story Spectacular on your favorite podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the adventure-filled show you can take on the go. Listen along with your lizard, while you're dancing like a snake, or even while you're floating down the reptile river. I'm your host, Angie. Today we have a wild reptile adventure in store for you. We will meet Lizzie, a daring young lizard who dreams to one day be able to fly and go on grand adventures. Do you think Lizzie will ever be able to fly? And where in the world would she go? Let's find out and begin our reptile tale now. The Flying Adventures of Lizzie the Lizard. There once was a tiny lizard named Lizzie.
Hi.
Who lived with her family in a magical place called Lizardland. It was a lovely village made of clay on a steep mountainside. Every lizard had its place and an important job to do. Lizzie was from a family of food gatherers. These lizards would gather fruit from the jungle orchards and bring them back to the village for all the lizards to eat.
"What will I be when I grow up?"
asked Lizzie one morning as she sat at the table having breakfast with her mother and father.
"Well, what would you like to be, little Lizzie?"
her mother smiled.
"I want to be a flying lizard and discover new places."
"That sounds like a lovely dream, Lizzie, but lizards can't fly,"
her father laughed.
"I think you should be a fruit gatherer just like me and your mother."
"Well, one day I'm going to become the first flying lizard. Just you wait and see."
As Lizzie grew older, she began to work with her mother and father out in the orchards collecting fruit. But she never stopped dreaming of one day learning to fly and going on grand adventures. Sometimes Lizzie would even sneak away from the fruit orchards and make her way deep into the jungle. She would climb up trees and leap from branch to branch. The daring little lizard would swing on vines and explore new places in the jungle forest.
Wahoo!
One day, as Lizzie was sneaking off on one of her secret jungle jaunts, she heard a strange noise coming from deep in the forest.
Help!
She climbed up a tree to get a better look. The sound was coming from an old lizard who was crying for help.
Help! Please, somebody help me.
Lizzie sprung into action, jumping from tree to tree. She swung from a vine and swooped down to the ground. The old lizard had its foot stuck under a log.
Oh, please, help me, I'm stuck. You see, I was napping by this log and it rolled over onto my foot.
I'll help you get unstuck,
Lizzie declared. She pushed the log with all of her might until the old lizard's foot was free. There was also a strange wooden stick that had been stuck under the log as well.
Oh, thank you, thank you. You freed me from the log and you found my magic wand. What a brave little lizard you are.
You're welcome. Did I hear you say you had a magic wand?
Why, yes. You see, I'm the Lizard Wizard, and now that I have my wand back, I have regained all of my magical powers.
You have magical powers?
Well, sure. What would you like to see?
Can you turn that golden leaf into an apple?
Haha, one apple coming right up.
The Lizard Wizard pointed his wand at the leaf on the ground, and pop! He transformed the leaf into a shiny red apple before Lizzie's very eyes.
Here, have a snack.
Amazing! And delicious. Do you think you could make that rock disappear?
No problem.
The magical lizard pointed his wand at the rock and poof, it disappeared into thin air.
That was incredible. Say, do you think that perhaps you could make a lizard fly?
The Lizard Wizard thought for a moment and rubbed his beard.
I guess with their permission, I could make a lizard fly.
Could you give me wings so that I could fly?
Are you sure that's what you want, my dear?
I wish to fly more than anything in the whole world.
Well, you've said the magic words. Your wish is my command.
The Lizard Wizard took his wand and pointed it at Lizzie. Zap! There was a flash of light. She felt something on her back and looked around her shoulder. She saw that attached to her was a pair of magnificent wings.
Why don't you give those a try?
Lizzie opened her wings out wide and began to flap. She caught the wind and glided through the air.
Woohoo!
She soared above the trees and did a flip in the breeze.
This is incredible!
Lizzie gleefully flew through the air and landed back down on the ground. When she landed, Lizzie looked around. The Lizard Wizard was gone.
He must have vanished. Oh golly, I guess I should be getting back home too. I can't wait to show my family my new set of wings.
Lizzie leaped into the air and glided all the way back home.
Wow,
said Lizzie's father.
In all my years, I've never seen a flying lizard.
Are those things safe?
Lizzie's mother carefully inspected Lizzie's new wings.
I've been practicing with them all afternoon, Mom.
These wings will make you the best fruit picker in the whole village. Now get ready for bed. We are going to have a fabulous day of fruit picking tomorrow.
Lizzie's wings drooped down as she walked into her room to get ready for bed.
Fruit picking is not what I had in mind.
The next day, she went to work with her family in the orchards. All the other lizards were abuzz, chattering about Lizzie's new wings.
Where did she get them?
Said one inquisitive onlooker.
I heard she's been hiding them all along.
The town gossip replied. Lizzie's father beamed with pride.
Go on, little one. Show them your stuff.
Lizzie opened up her wings and began to fly from tree to tree. She picked mangoes, guavas, and papayas, then tossed them with her tail into the fruit basket as she flew by. All the other lizards gazed with amazement at this impressive spectacle.
Incredible!
Lizzie quickly filled up the fruit basket to roaring cheers from the crowd. But all of a sudden, from out of the sky, came a great big bird who swooped down and snatched the fruit basket.
Oh no! It's the fruit hawk!
The hawk darted back up into the sky, clutching the basket in its talons.
I'll stop the thief and get us our fruit back!
Lizzie shouted as she leaped into the air, chasing after the hawk. She made her way up into the clouds and lost sight of the big bird with a basket.
Dear me, I can't see anything up here in the clouds. I better try to head back home.
She started to glide down, but a gust of wind propelled her forward, and she was thrusted further and further away from the village.
Yikes! I can't turn around. The wind is too strong.
After hours of being blown by the strong current of wind, the gust slowed and swept Lizzie back down towards the ground. The clouds parted, and she looked below her to see a white sandy beach alongside a huge body of water. The wind subsided, and she landed softly in the sand.
Phew! I'm glad to be back on the ground. And say, this must be the ocean. I've always wanted to see a place like this.
Lizzie saw a strange animal plodding towards her. It kind of looked like a lizard, except it had a big shell around its body.
Hi there. Welcome to Turtle Bay. I'm Shelly the Turtle.
Well, hello. I've never seen a turtle before. It's so nice to meet you. I'm Lizzie the Lizard.
What brings you here to our little bay, Lizard?
Well, I was chasing after a hawk who stole my fruit basket and...
Oh, you mean that fruit basket over there? I saw a hawk fly by and drop it down from the sky just moments ago.
Yes, that's it. Thank you so much for helping me find it. I will bring it back to my home in Lizardland.
Gadzooks! You're all the way from Lizardland? You have an awfully long journey ahead of you with such a heavy basket. Why don't you stay a little while and enjoy some of the sights in Turtle Bay?
Hooray!
Lizzie spent the whole day in the bay exploring palm trees and lookout cliffs. She met many other kind turtles and even got to try some new fruits.
Yum! Coconut is delicious! I will take some back home with me. Speaking of home, I guess I should be heading back now.
Lizzie packed the coconut into the fruit basket and grabbed onto the handle. She tried to lift off, but the basket was too heavy for her to fly with.
Oh dear! How will I ever get back home with all the fruit?
Why don't you ride the Reptile River back to Lizardland? You can float the basket of fruit on the water and ride along on top.
Golly, that's a great idea, Shelly!
The lizard and turtle dragged the basket of fruit over to the mouth of the river. They pushed the basket into the water and then Lizzie hopped aboard.
Goodbye, Shelly! Thank you so much for all your help.
You're welcome, my lizard friend. Come back soon.
Lizzie floated down the Reptile River away from Turtle Bay. Things were quiet on the river for a long while, but then she came to a city made of sticks and stones. There was a bridge that arched over the river and a sign that read, "Welcome to Snake Town."
Snake Town? Gosh, I've never met a snake before. Maybe I will pull my basket ashore and take a look around.
Lizzie landed on the shore of the river and jumped out of the basket. A friendly-looking snake slithered up to her and said,
"Welcome, my reptilian friend. I'm Mr. Wiggles, the mayor of Snake Town. Will you be staying with us long?"
"Hi, Mr. Wiggles. No, I'm afraid I'm just passing through on my way back home to Lizardland."
"Oh, good heavens, my dear. You still have a long journey ahead of you. Why don't you stay and rest for the night? You can continue on with your voyage tomorrow morning."
"Gee, okay. I am getting pretty hungry."
"Hooray! That's wonderful. You're just in time for our annual Snakeberry celebration."
Lizzie and Mr. Wiggles made their way up the cobblestone steps to the village square where a crowd of snakes was gathered together. There was singing and dancing and lots of feasting. Lizzie tried some Snakeberry muffins and sipped on some serpent cider.
"Wow, this is so fun!"
Lizzie celebrated with the snakes until the sun went down. Then she was shown to a guest house made of sticks where she had a good night's sleep. The next morning, Lizzie woke up feeling good and rested. She found her way back down to her basket. Mr. Wiggles was there to greet her with some snake berries.
Here you are, Lizzie. You can add these berries to your basket of fruit. Hope you have a safe trip home.
Thank you so much for all the hospitality. I hope to see you again someday, Mr. Wiggles.
Then Lizzie hopped up onto her basket and began to float down the river. The fruit was getting quite ripe, and some fruit flies began to swarm around her.
Hey, stay away from my fruit. Shoo, you flies.
Cribbit, did somebody say flies?
All of a sudden, an amphibian army of frogs jumped down from the trees and onto the riverbank.
Cribbit.
One by one, they leaped in the air Cribbit. And gulped down all of the fruit flies.
Gulp, 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 yummy!
Wow, thank you so much!
Lizzie said to the frogs,
Cribbit. Don't mention it! Where are you headed, little lizard?
Well, I'm headed back to my home in Lizardland. But I'm feeling a little lost. Can you tell me where I am?
Ribbit. Why, you're in the frog forest, of course.
Ribbit.
But don't worry, Lizardland is just up ahead.
Thank you, frogs.
Come back anytime, and be sure to bring back some more fruit flies.
Ribbit.
They were delicious.
Ha ha, will do,
said Lizzie as she floated further down the river.
Wow, I've seen so many beautiful places and met so many incredible new friends.
Lizzie smiled, but just then she heard the river roaring up ahead.
Oh no! I'm headed towards a waterfall!
Lizzie leaped out of her basket and pushed it against the flowing water with all of her might until she made it safely to the shore.
Whoa, that was a close one! But oh no! How will I ever get my basket back home now? Oh dear, I wish my basket could fly like me.
Did somebody say wish?
Called a familiar voice. Lizzie looked up and saw the Lizard Wizard.
Hello again. I hear you want to make a basket fly.
Golly, that would be wonderful. That way I could fly the rest of the way back home along with all of my fruit.
Well, my dear, your wish is my command.
The Lizard Wizard pulled out his wand and poof! The basket began to float up into the air.
Yikes, my basket is getting away.
The wizard grabbed a hold of a rope-like vine and swung it into the air. He lassoed the basket by the handle and pulled it back down towards the ground.
Here, Lizzie, I'll tie the other end of the vine to your tail. Now you can tow the basket behind you and fly back home.
Oh, thank you kindly, Lizard Wizard.
My pleasure, little one. Safe travels.
Lizzie leaped into the air, her basket in tow, and she flew all the way back home. A crowd of lizards saw her from the sky and gathered together to greet Lizzie as she slowly landed. Her mother and father ran up to her and gave her big hugs and kisses.
Oh, Lizzie, we were so worried about you.
I'm so glad you're safe.
It's okay, Mom and Dad. I'm fine. And look, I brought the basket of fruit back home.
Wow, that's sensational.
You're such a special little lizard, my darling.
The crowd cheered for Lizzie.
Hey, everyone, look what else I have. Some new delicious fruits from faraway lands.
Lizzie handed a coconut to a tiny lizard in the crowd.
Gosh, thank you so much, Lizzie. I wish I could fly around the world just like you.
Lizzie thought.
Maybe you can.
From that day forward, Lizzie became a flying tour guide. She would load her lizard friends into her magical floating basket and tie the handle to her tail with a rope.
Ready?
Yay!
Then she would guide them up into the sky, flying them to faraway places. Each day, Lizzie and the other lizards would meet new friends and go on wonderful adventures together. Lizzie the Flying Lizard lived happily ever after. Wow, Lizzie is such a special lizard. I think it's so cool that she is able to travel all around the world and meet new friends. You can help me share stories all around the world by sharing this episode or your favorite story with your friends. Send them the link to Story Spectacular or show your friends how to subscribe to the podcast. Help me spread the word about Story Spectacular so these adventurous stories can be discovered by friends all around the world.
Wahoo!
Speaking of friends of the show, we have a very special new animail. Today's animail comes from a real-life listener named Mason. Mason is 4 years old, and he's going to share some animal noises and then tell you about his favorite episode of Story Spectacular. First, let's listen to his animal sounds, and I want you to guess what kind of animal Mason is pretending to be. What do you think that noise is? It's a cricket. Now, how about this noise? What do you think that noise is? It's a monkey. Now, can you guess what Mason's favorite episode of Story Spectacular is?
I love all the spectacular stories.
Oh, that's such a sweet answer, Mason. Thank you so much for being a part of the show and for sharing your remarkable animal sounds with us. Do you want to be a part of the show too? You can send in your own animail just like Mason. Here's how it works. Ask a grown-up to record your voice while you pretend to be an animal. Any animal you'd like. And in your best animal voice, I want you to tell all of our listeners what your favorite episode of Story Spectacular is. When you are done recording, send the audio to Angela at storyspectacular.com. Then tune in to hear your voice on the show.
Animail!
Today's show was really fly. We heard all about the flying adventures of Lizzie the Lizard. Lizzie met the Lizard Wizard and was given a magical pair of wings that allowed her to fly all around the world and meet all kinds of interesting animals.
Wahoo!
Then we met another interesting animal when our friend Mason stopped by for this week's animail. I just love going on grand adventures and hearing from spectacular friends.
Story Spectacular!
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. Stay up to date with all things spectacular when you sign up for the Story Squad. It's free to join and you will get access to song downloads, printable activity pages, and even a free ebook of Digger's Daily Routine. Just go to storyspectacular.com and enter your email at the bottom of the homepage. Tune in next week for another spectacular adventure. Thanks for listening.
Wow, this is so fun.